Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Over 60 shell casings were found in front of the home where a woman was shot and killed in Knightdale last night. Coming up, how police are searching for that shooter this morning.
Plus, breaking news from overnight in Raleigh. You're looking at video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of the aftermath of a chase that a woman led troopers on. Coming up, what she crashed into that ended it.
And today's the last day to get out and enjoy some highs in the 80s. Tomorrow, we're closer to normal. I'll show you how long the 60s stick around.
Five challengers for the Republican presidential nomination make their case on the debate stage. Their effort to separate themselves from the pack as former President Donald Trump maintains a big lead. 6 a.m. is the time right now. You saw it if you stayed up on WRAL last night. That debate will round it up for you here this morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. We are in for a big warm-up today. We could hit a record. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. First, some possibility of fog out there this morning.
It was looking like we might see some fog. When I drove in this morning, there were a few patches of it. But looking around at the cameras now, everything is looking nice and clear. This is a live look at Durham, and you can see the sky just starting to light up there just behind the D-pack. 59 is our current temperature. We have a southwest wind at around 7 miles per hour. That southwesterly wind keeps that warmth with us, like we saw yesterday. 55 Southern Pines, 56 Fayetteville, 53 in Rocky Mount. So temperatures are warm. We just jumped to 59, of course, there in the Triangle areas. It's a warm start out there. We take a look at Friday. Friday's the day we've been focusing on all week for our next chance for rain. It'll be cloudy tomorrow, turning much cooler. But the band of rain that starts to develop to our west really just fizzles out as it moves into our area. So a very small chance for rain on Friday. But what's new this morning is the models are picking up on a little better chance of some rain on Sunday. So we'll walk through Sunday's chances coming up. In the meantime, today will be mostly sunny to partly cloudy with a high temperature of 83 degrees. After that, temperatures are closer to normal for the weekend and into much of next week. Brian?
Elizabeth, it's 6:02 right now. I'm going to just check with Raleigh 911. They apparently still have at least one unit on the scene out at I-540 around the Gresham Lake Road Bridge area. There's a crash out there on the eastbound side of 540. Not really seeing anything on the cameras. The sensors look clear through there, but look out for some police activity perhaps on the side of the road. Also on the west side of Raleigh, still have that crash reported on Powell Drive at Powell Towns Way. That's on Powell Drive just north of Western Boulevard. Apparently some lanes are blocked out there as they work to get that one cleared.
We're learning new information this morning about a woman who was shot and killed on her front porch in Knightdale. Police are clearing that scene now. It's on Twain Town Drive. It's been more than 10 hours since that shooting happened last night, and they're just wrapping up. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey has been there all morning long, just moved to the police department now, and the woman's husband has shared some new details overnight. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. He sure did. And Knightdale police cleared that scene about 20 minutes ago. So we'll get you straight to video now from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Over 60 shell casings were found in front of a home where a 40-year-old woman was shot and killed. Police received a call about this just before 8 o'clock last night. This happened in a neighborhood on Twain Town Drive. Officers found the woman shot on her front porch. WRAL spoke with the woman's husband on the scene. He says she leaves three children behind. We're waiting for police to release her name this morning, but they are still searching for that shooter. The police chief says there is no threat to the public. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Knightdale.
We also have breaking news this morning in Raleigh. A woman is in custody after leading troopers on a chase that ended in a crash at a gas station around 1 a.m. Brett Neese is at the State Highway Patrol headquarters in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, what do we know about what started this chase?
Yeah, wild story, Renee. This all started on I-40 at South Saunders Street. Didn't last very long. It ended actually just a little over a mile away at a gas station. Take a look. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of where this ended. Troopers tell us they were initially trying to pull this woman over for a vehicle registration violation. The crash ended there at that gas station because the woman crashed her car into a gas pump there on South Saunders at Illy Agnes Road. And then the troopers, there are two trooper cars that were damaged as a result of this chase. They were using pit maneuvers to slow down that car. That woman was arrested and treated at the hospital for minor injuries. She now faces several charges, including driving while impaired on drugs. I'm working to learn what her name is. I'll keep you updated. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRL News.
The five candidates chasing former President Donald Trump for the Republican presidential nomination are trying to separate themselves from the pack. They were all on stage in Miami last night for the third GOP primary debate. Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott were part of the debate hosted by NBC News. This was the first debate since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Foreign policy was a prominent topic.
You don't respond to an enemy and a terrorist with fear. You respond with strength. When you do that, that's when the world pays attention, and that's when Iran stops.
As President of the United States, my foreign policy is simple. You cannot negotiate with evil. You have to destroy it.
The next Republican debate will be December 6th, and candidates will all face higher polling and donor thresholds to make the stage for that one.
As last night's debate was happening, former President Donald Trump put on a rally just outside Miami. In his speech to his supporters, he blasted the pro-Palestinian rallies happening across the U.S.
Our country has never seen the likes of what you witnessed in America last weekend with the menacing mobs of Hamas supporters chanting their jihad slogans in the streets of our cities.
Trump said that if he is elected in 2024, he would revoke the visas of foreign students who he calls Hamas sympathizers. Coming up at 7 on Today, the other candidate's response to Trump's absence from the debate stage.
We are hearing from the neighbor who jumped into action when two Robeson County deputies were shot. Sheriff Bernice Wilkins says deputies Jonathan Walters and Kaylin Locklear are recovering and in good spirits, and they're both expected to fully recover. That's great news. They were shot Tuesday morning while they were approaching a man who was out on bond on a murder charge. They were trying to serve a warrant. Sheriff Wilkins made a point to praise the neighbor who did first aid on those deputies after the shootout.
I felt like it hit an artery. So I pulled that strap, but it wasn't doing much or nothing. It wouldn't get tight. So I hollered for Cody to go in the house and get me some towels and a belt. And he come back out with his belt and two towels, and I just put the belt around him and just snatched it.
Both deputies are recovering at Cape Fear Valley Medical Center. And the man who shot them, Sean Locklear, is still in the hospital at UNC Medical Center.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, U.S. Secretary of State is closing out his two-day visit to South Korea today. On his last day in the country, he held a news conference with the Korean foreign minister where he spoke about the alliance between Korea and the U.S. He said the relationship has grown from a key security alliance into a vital global partnership. Blinken will now head to India, where he and Secretary Austin, they will focus on security challenges and concerns over China.
Michelle, thanks. Happening today, the Salvation Army is partnering with hotel management company Concord Hospitality to give out meals to hundreds of families in need. Concord employees will help give out food to 400 families in Raleigh today. It's a partnership with the charities Feed the Children. Each family will get a 25-pound box of food, a 15-pound box of hygiene essentials, and other necessities. This is the 15th year Concord Hospitalities has partnered with the Salvation Army for this drive.
Those boxes are the equivalent of 300,000 meals, 3,200 families across those nine events. So it's a pretty big give on our end.
We fundraise for this all year round. All the hotels do fundraising at the grassroots.
A wonderful effort that gets started today.
One of the oldest fighting forces in the country turns 248 years old today. The U.S. Marine Corps was created in 1775, and to celebrate the anniversary, Marine Corps Day was established. That happened in 1799. Camp Lejeune is celebrating with a ceremony that will include a reading, a cake cutting, and recognition of the oldest and youngest Marine present.
Families who lost loved ones in the Maui fire are eligible for new recovery funds. Hawaii's leaders are offering new support after the tragedy.
Also coming up, it was quite a night in country music. We'll recapture some of the memorable moments from the CMA Awards.
of course, a special tribute to Jimmy Buffett. And this might sound like a lyric from a country song, "All Good Things Must Come to an End," Elizabeth, but at least we got one more song like that.
One more. 83-degree day for today. And then after that, highs are in the 50s and 60s into the weekend. It's looking a bit wetter for Sunday. I'll walk you through that so you can plan around it coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12, and we're taking a look at a warm start this morning. 59 degrees is our temperature as you're heading out the door around the Triangle area. So, you know, you probably still want to send the kids out to the bus stop with a jacket. They definitely want their short sleeves and T-shirts. One more day. You know, it's that time of year. You just kind of have to keep track of what's going on because this is going to be the last day that it feels quite this warm. It's nice and quiet out there this morning. We're going to look at a high temperature around 83 degrees if you're going to be taking the kids out to the playground today. If you have little ones that aren't in school, again, 83 degrees for the high this afternoon with lots and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, we're back to cloudy skies and cooler temperatures with a little bit of drizzle and a decent chance for rain on Sunday for some of us. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 6:13 right now, and our major routes around the Triangle still are in pretty good shape. Just a couple of incidents that I'm watching. Up on the north side of Raleigh, 911 indicating they still have some responders out at I-540 eastbound at Gresham Lake Road. Not seeing any delays or any problems on the camera, but still, you could see some emergency responders there on the side of the road. And a reminder about North Carolina's move-over law. When you see those flashing lights, you do need to move over at least one lane. Also on the west side of Raleigh, Powell Drive out at Powell Towns Way, an earlier crash now in the clearing stages. No trouble on any of our major approaches into Durham. Looking good on 40 westbound coming in from Wade Avenue, Jeff.
Raleigh police are investigating after a body was found in a neighborhood lake. WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene in the Village Lakes neighborhood of East Raleigh. First responders on a raft pulled a man's body from the water off Turf Grass Court. Family and friends of a 26-year-old man who was last seen a week ago in Southeast Raleigh rushed to that scene. They believe the body is his. Police haven't identified the body.
People who lost loved ones in the Lahaina fire on Maui this summer are now eligible for a new recovery fund. Hawaii Governor Josh Green announced a new recovery fund worth more than $150 million. It will go toward people who were hurt, as well as the families of people who died. Beneficiaries will be eligible to get more than $1 million each next year.
Country Music Association Awards are sure to have people talking this morning and posting on social media. We've seen it all over the place already. So many memorable moments from the CMAs last night. WRL's Ken Smith joins us now with what you may have missed or want to relive, Ken.
Yeah, Jeff, it was a big night for Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, and many of your country music faves. And of course, this unforgettable tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett. Alan Jackson, Zach Brown Band, Kenny Chesney among the stars paying tribute to the ultimate parrot head. But the night belonged to Lainey Wilson, winning CMA's Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year.
And I've been in this town for 12 and a half years, and it finally feels like country music is starting to love me back. I love it with my whole heart.
And the CMA award goes to Fast Car, Luke Combs.
Yeah, Luke Combs, cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, won Single of the Year, one of my favorite songs from back in the day. And Chris Stapleton was honored with the Male Vocalist of the Year Award. Who can forget his rendition of the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl? Also, a lot of buzz this morning about Jelly Roll's acceptance speech for Best New Artist. Jeff, he is winning this award at 39 years old and living his dream.
Winning a lot of folks over, though.
Yes.
I mean, not just great music, but here's a guy,
goodness.
He spent time in jail. He's since gotten out, become a father. He had such a passionate message, a tear in his eye last night. Just tell people, if you think it's too late at 39, you know, think again. Things can be done.
Just an absolute inspiration.
It was awesome. Thanks, Ken.
What a night for Luke Combs. Born and raised in North Carolina, went to App State for a few years. It's nice to see his success as well. A celebration of veterans is happening today in Durham. The county's Veteran Services is holding its annual Veterans Day recognition and celebration. This is video from a previous year. It's happening at the Human Services Building on East Main Street in Durham. The event is free and runs from 11 to 1.
One Triangle University is getting into the holiday spirit today. Students, faculty, and staff at Shaw University will switch on the school's Christmas tree this afternoon at 4:30. This is video from a previous year. This year, the tree will be located outside Estee Hall. I should say inside Estee Hall. The tree lighting marks the official start of the Christmas season at Shaw.
Oh, that's going to look beautiful. So nice to see holiday lights going up this time of year. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, especially when it gets so dark outside so early.
It does make it feel better outside, doesn't it? You know, as we're making that transition. And of course, today making a big transition. It'll be 83 today, but then tomorrow, 20 degrees cooler. We take a live look outside, looking beautiful this morning, nice and clear in Goldsboro. It's clear in Apex and just a little bit of cloud cover there on the horizon at Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, right in front of our newsroom there in Fayetteville. We'll get one more warm day with temperatures near record highs, and then a cold front comes through tonight. We'll have rain chances on Friday and Sunday. Rain chances tomorrow are really minimal. Sunday's looking a little bit wetter, especially in our southern counties, so we'll go over that. This is a look at our front that's going to come through tonight. We won't actually have a lot of rain with the front itself, but behind the front on Friday, a little bit of light patchy rain. We'll kick things off first thing in the morning. Tomorrow's likely to be a cloudy day, and temperatures will hold in the 60s all day. It may feel pretty warm as you step outside first thing Friday, but we're just going to hold it at around 60 degrees, low 60s. We have a band of rain that starts to approach at lunchtime, but watch how it just fizzles out as it moves across our area. So one quick sprinkle potentially early to mid-afternoon, that's going to be about it. And then the clouds linger. We take a look at Saturday, and Saturday is likely to maybe even clear out a little bit. Here's a look again at the big picture. We're going to see that cold front sliding across our area, cloudy skies and a little bit of light rain on Friday. But let's take a look at Saturday. There's Saturday at 7 a.m. We're looking at some cloud cover potentially, maybe even a little bit of clearing to the north. But then on Sunday, things are looking different. The low that's developing along that front to our south puts some rain up across our area, even Sunday morning from, say, Raleigh southward, and keeps it there on through the afternoon. We'll push it out to about 6 o'clock, and we could see some clearing there on Sunday and into Monday. We take a look at our rain chances. For today, it's a 20% chance, but really our amounts are going to be really light. Saturday looking dry. Sunday from Raleigh southward looking wet. 40% chance. Let's talk about some of those rainfall totals. We're talking about less than a tenth of an inch for Friday. And then on Saturday, we're dry. Sunday, watch how those numbers start to pop up. A little closer to half an inch for Sunday, just in our southern counties. Things happening around the area this weekend. Busy in a lot of places. Duke plays at UNC at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Saturday's likely to be dry for us. Temperatures will drop from the 50s into the 40s. We take a look at our forecast for Saturday and Sunday, looking at 60 Saturday, 53 on Sunday, but then we bounce back into the 60s. Mid-60s are normal highs for this time of year, Brian.
It is 620 right now, and just in, a report of a disabled vehicle on 40 eastbound right around Lake Wheeler Road there on the south side of Raleigh. I'll watch that, let you know if any delays begin to develop. Look out again for a police response out there with some flashing lights. On the north side of Raleigh, still have a report of that crash up on I-540 eastbound at Gresham Lake Road. I'm not seeing anything on the camera, not seeing anything on the sensors in that area. But again, look out for some response over on the shoulder, perhaps. And on the west side of Raleigh, Powell Drive at Powell Towns Way, an earlier crash now in the clearing stages. Apparently, some lanes are blocked out there as they work to get that clear. We're off to a good start so far in Wake County with major routes looking just fine. And in Durham and Chapel Hill, no trouble right now on I-85 or on I-40.
Thanks, Brian. Off to a good start in Hollywood. Big news in the overnight hours while you're sleeping. Actors who have been striking for months are ready to go back to work. What's included in this tentative deal reached between the union and the studios?
And what this means for you. Crews from our area are heading to Western North Carolina to help fight wildfires, the growing threat that's leading to expanded burn ban.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
A Raleigh native is making a big splash in the country music scene with her fashion choices.
Yeah, Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Priscilla Block showed up at the CMA Awards in Nashville last night dressed like a construction worker. She even had her own traffic cone and everything. She is a graduate of Leesville Road High School.
It is an eye-popping outfit. So the construction safety vest thing, she wore it to a show once, and then it just kind of became a thing. Her fans now show up to her shows wearing the safety vest and with the lyrics of her song written on the back. So it's part of her fan base, and she's rocking the look.
An homage to her, absolutely. Yeah.
She can cross the road safely there.
Safety first.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Ghostbusters crew is back in a newly released trailer for their next movie in the series called Frozen Empire. In the movie, a so-called death chill takes over New York. Paul Rudd leads the team to stop the icy threat and save the city once again. The movie is set to be released next March.
And it's set in New York, but they also filmed it in New York. And the death chill, that's the villain in this one. It can kill folks just out of fear. Doesn't even have to freeze you.
That's how I feel about winter weather, yes.
Right,
yes.
I know. Thanks, Brian.
Shake Shack is opening its first location in Raleigh today. This is video from the location in Cary on its opening day back in 2019. The new restaurant in Raleigh opens this morning at 11 in the Village District on Clark Avenue. The New York City-based burger joint already has 6 other locations in North Carolina. There is also a stand at PNC Arena.
High school football playoffs continue tomorrow night. WRL has the best coverage you'll find, the best high school football highlight show in the state. You can watch Friday, Football Friday, 11:35 tomorrow on WRL. And then it's Week 10 NFL action following up on Sunday. First off, turn to Fox 50 to watch San Francisco 49ers take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. 1 o'clock kickoff of that. Then at 4 o'clock, the New York Giants and Dallas Cowboys kick it off. After that, it's Football Night in America. So you switch it over 7 p.m. here on WRL. Kickoff between the New York Jets and Las Vegas Raiders is at 8:15.
Looking at one more day with highs in the 80s, we can tie a record high today. I'll show you the timing of the front that'll drop our temperatures significantly and bring us a chance of rain this weekend.
Plus, I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. A woman leads the troopers, the Highway Patrol, on a chase overnight. Coming up, the new video, plus what she crashed into that ended it all.
And dozens of shots ring out in a Knightdale neighborhood, leaving a woman dead. New information we've learned this morning about the shooting.